Okay, lesson one. What is intuition? Well, intuition is that instinctive automatic response. That's that gut response. I'm sure that you've had that experience of you just know in your gut. So it's about the inner knowing without the facts. So what's an example of that inner knowing? It's where it can be a feeling, it's something that you know, but you haven't got any evidence for it. And when you follow that knowing, then everything comes together. When you ignore that knowing, then, you know, things can feel like they go pear-shaped. So I've got a really recent example for this. So my husband said we needed new car tires, and he was very excited, and he said, the tires, four tires for $210. And I'm thinking, that's not quite gelling for me. So I said to him, are you sure that's for one tire or for four tires? He said, no, I checked on the website, it's four tires. So my knowing was not matching up with the facts that we were seeing. And so he went and got the tires done this morning, and he went, it was actually $210 each. So instead of a $210 bill, we had an $840 bill after they put the tires on the car. So here's the thing. Trust your intuition. Trust that knowing. Otherwise, you'll end up with a scenario like we had this morning, where we had to spend much more money than we anticipated on this day. So intuition is also about the absence of left brain interference. So you've probably heard people talk about the left side of the brain, the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain is the creative side. So artists are very right brain people. And they say that accountants are very left brain because they're very in the analytics. Right brain is the creativity. So when you're using your intuition, you're actually, you don't have that analytic side, the left side, interfering with what you're intuiting or what you're having that sense of knowing about. So intuition is when insight and knowledge drops into your consciousness before deductive or inductive analysis. So it's when it's almost like you get given the insight before you actually need to analyze. So I'll write a little bit more about deductive and inductive analysis in the notes. It's just slipping my mind right now, the difference between, so deductive analysis is where you've got all these points and they all lead you to this analysis. And I believe inductive analysis is where you actually have clear evidence. So I'll clarify that in the notes when I transcribe this. Now, intuition can trigger a physical or tangible sensation in your body. So for me, I get goosebumps rush through my arms, sometimes down the side of my face, through my trunk, all the way down to my feet. Now, the interesting thing about my goosebumps is they can appear on different parts of my body. So it's almost like I have a scale of goosebumps. So if it's down the side of my face, it prickles up the back of my neck. That gives me an indication that it's pretty amazing. If it's just down my arms and down my legs, that tells me, Julie, you're spot on. You, even though you don't have any evidence for what you're saying, the universe is corroborating and validating. So I'm going to talk more about those tangible sensations a bit later in the training, but basically there's lots of different tangibles. Some people get that feeling in their gut, and it could be like a twisty turny feeling. Then we have the speed of knowing. So we have the speed of light, so you know that's really fast, but we have the speed of knowing. And it's when somebody says something or you have a thought, and the thought might be, I wonder why that particular thing has happened. And then there, bang, it's right there. And you go, oh my God, I know why that happened. So that's called the speed of knowing, and it happens really fast. The speed of intention is when you have an intention and it's already received. So it's really interesting. I heard somebody write or say that your prayers or your intentions are you speaking to God. Intuition is God speaking to you. So intention is part of intuition. So you set your intention, and then you receive the intuition. Now, authentic knowing. What do I mean by authentic knowing? It's knowing where it feels right for you. It's not just an intuition. It's not just the knowing that you download or it comes in a flash. It actually corroborates with who you are as well. So it feels really authentic. It feels like it's in your DNA. Then we have the heart response, and you actually will feel that in your heart. So the heart response is something that it's filled with a vibration that there's no denying that you have a connection with that intuition. With some of the other intuitions, doubt can come in. That heart response, there's no room for doubt in a heart response of intuition. So the heart response is probably the deepest triggering of intuition. It matches in with authentic knowing and speed of knowing, but it's really deep down in the core of your being, and you just know at this level. The mind is not engaged at all in the heart response. So I hope that makes sense. Now then we have what I call my Moe moments. So that's where we have that feeling of champagne zinging through your blood. Now it may be that it's adrenaline, if you want to be specific about it, but I call that my Moe moment, where it just goes shoom, straight through, and it's almost like you're fizzing with excitement of your intuition, of your knowing, of everything that's happening in that moment. So take note of those things, and you might even want to record your Moe moments. And the more you actually acknowledge and register those Moe moments, because that could be like 10 seconds where it just zings through you, and if you start recording them, you will realize that you're having more of those Moe moments than you realized. And they're little celebrations. So celebrate your intuition. That's how you can expand your intuition. So why do people doubt their intuition? And I expect that you will have experiences of doubting. Everyone doubts their intuition at some point. So the reasons why they doubt is because they may have been ridiculed, you may have been ridiculed, you may have been banned from actually speaking your intuition. I remember when I was a child, my mum would say, yes, well, we won't talk about that. And one of the stories, apparently, that I told, because I don't remember this, I said to my sister, oh, so-and-so killed her baby. And my sister said, no, she didn't have a baby. I said, yep, yeah, she killed a baby. An adult overheard the conversation, and they knew that people had terminations. And so that person told someone who told someone who told someone, and it went right around town that A, this person had had a termination, and B, that I started the rumour. Now, apparently I got in trouble, and you know, that might have suppressed me from exploring my intuition as I was through my teenage years, I don't know, because I don't remember the instance. But the thing is that adults can get frightened by intuition that children share. So if you were a child who was banned from speaking about your intuition or your insights or your knowings, then we need to unravel that. It's a shame that we've been through that suppression of the intuition in the last 50 years, but you're in the right place to overcome that. See, a lot of the time we say something, we have the intuition, and we will say to a person, oh, blah, 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 and they go, no, that's not true. It actually is true, but they're shocked that you knew that, and they will invalidate it, and they'll go, no, 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 that's not the case. So what happens is your intuition is being invalidated, and so then you start to not trust it. So as an authentic person, what you can do when somebody says to you, is this true? Be honest and validate them. And that way the universe knows that you're all about validating intuition, and it will come back to you, and your intuition will be validated. So that's probably one of the key things about intuition, is the invalidation that makes people doubt their intuition. The other thing that people do is they override their intuition with logic. So the left brain overrides the right brain, but it all happens down here in the heart or in the gut, and sometimes we have no evidence to support our intuition, and we let that left brain override it with facts, with deductive reasoning or deductive analysis. So have you ever been driving along a country lane and you go, you know what, I think I need to go that way, but that road doesn't look like it's leading you to where you want to go, and so you go into another direction. We've done this. We've absolutely done this. I've done this twice, and I've ended halfway up a mountain on a little track, and I'm thinking, this doesn't look like it's leading me to that town that I needed to go to. It's because I overrode my intuition to go a different road. And so look at your pattern of overriding your intuition with logic. And this is a really good space for me to introduce an exercise for you, that you get yourself a journal. You're probably going to end up with a number of journals as you do this training, but this journal is your intuition journal. So on the front of the front part of the journal, I want you to write what your intuition is, what you did with that intuition. So at the front of your journal, you're going to write when you followed your intuition. And then you're going to write what the consequences are of following your intuition. At the back of the journal, you're going to write what the intuition was, that you didn't follow it, that you overrode it with logic, and I want you to write the logic that you overrode it with, and then write the outcome. And so what's going to happen over months of you keeping your following your intuition, overriding with logic intuition, overriding your intuition with logic, you'll be able to see the pattern of how you manage your intuition. And what it's going to do is build trust in you, so that when you have your intuition, you'll go, you know what, I can't see any evidence of this, but I need to follow it, because my evidence is that when I follow my intuition, then I get the outcome that I'm looking for. Now, in saying that, sometimes people say, but I followed my intuition and everything went pear-shaped. So here's the thing with that. You need to have a longer perspective on where you feel like it goes pear-shaped. So I'm going to illustrate this with a story. We as a family had in our mind that we wanted to earn a certain amount of money every week. An opportunity came along that it sounded too good to be true, but we went with that because it matched what our intention was. And we borrowed some money to do that project, and Frank left his job, and it was that he was doing couriering in a business model that was amazing. And we thankfully got our money back, but it was a scam. We were scammed. So we could have right there and then gone, oh, I'm never going to trust my intuition again. But here's how the story unfolded. What happened was Frank had left that job driving a taxi for that owner, and as a consequence, he then was introduced to another company and he started driving a taxi for that company. And he was able to earn the amount of money that we required doing that. And the great thing was that we actually had a second car from Monday to Friday. We didn't have to pay the insurance, we didn't have to pay the maintenance, and we didn't have to pay the registration. But after work hours, because of the way Frank had his agreement with this company, he kept the cab at home. So we had a second car. So that's tick number one. And then when I got the thyroid cancer in 2000, he was working for that company and he said to them, look, it's too challenging for Julie to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and drive our car and me to pick the taxi up on a Monday morning. Is it possible for us to pick the taxi up at 5 or 6 p.m. on a Sunday evening, so she doesn't need to get up? Do you know what? They said yes. And that scenario didn't end when I was well again. It actually went on for the entire length of Frank working with those people, which was another 12 or 15 years. So we had that second car without having to pay for it. He earned really good money because he could drive the taxi anytime within that 24 hours, fitting in with the government regulations of how long you're allowed. So if that pear-shaped scenario hadn't happened with the scam, we would not have been in the position to actually take advantage of this great opportunity with this new company. So because something goes untoward, actually feel and wait for the universe to unfold it for you, because it may be that in your bigger picture of what it is that you're wanting to achieve in your life, this is a stepping stone that is an integral part of the stepping stone. And so that's why I encourage you to write in your journal that what you chose to do, what the outcomes were, and if you need in a few months' time to write more about the outcome of that decision, then write that. So don't be afraid to leave some space at the bottom of the page for an update. It's quite extraordinary when you start tapping into your intuition and using it as a resource for life. Now, why do people doubt their intuition? Excuse me. What happens is you revert to your default programming and patterning. So when things are going well, smoothly, when we create change in our lives, we can cope with that. But when it's almost like the bottom falls out of our world, we revert back to that default programming. So it's the default programming that we're going to be working on in this program, so that we can elevate your default patterns up here to actually use your intuition and work with your intuition, if that makes sense. Another thing that makes people doubt their intuition is they're trying too hard. So what do I mean by that? When you are trying to use your intuition, two things happen. You engage left brain without even realizing it. And when you engage left brain, you come out of your heart up into your head and you start becoming strategic. Intuition has nothing to do with being strategic. That's in your head. And the other thing is that, So out of your head, into your head, out of your heart. The other thing, yes, is, so we have our third eye. It's an energy center that sits in our forehead here. And what I find is that people try to see with their third eye or their intuition eye down here with their physical eyes. And what happens is you pull your chakra out of alignment. And I'm going to share with you in the module 4 how to bring your chakras into alignment. It's quite remarkable how you can shift your state just by working with your energy centers. So the thing with intuition and trying too hard, it actually unravels you, and you don't want to be doing that. So if you feel that you're trying too hard, and you'll know if you're in your mind, just walk away, just leave it, go and do something different. Do something mechanical, repetitive, like stacking the pantry, restacking the pantry, where you're not thinking. It's just, you know, you don't have to do any brain activity to restack a pantry or declutter or organize. And what happens is you drop into this state that is probably your alpha levels, and that's when the intuition download, it just starts to come automatically. So in your journal, you can make a note of, oh, I was trying too hard, so I decided I'd go and pull weeds out of the garden. So pulling weeds out, it's quite mechanical, quite repetitive. And then that thing that you were trying to get your intuition to give you an answer to actually just downloads and it drops in. And it's because you took your mind out of the scenario. I hope that makes sense. Now, another reason why people doubt their intuition is they don't even recognize that it is intuition that they've just received. So by keeping your journal, you'll start to recognize the subtleties of intuition. And there's many layers of subtlety of intuition. And you're going to start by getting them more magnified, and the big levels of evidence or feeling of intuition. But it's going to, you're going to drill down until you're very aware of how subtle intuition can be, and it's in a flash sometimes. And if you miss it, it's gone. And so you then are back into the thinking space. And another reason why people doubt their intuition is they don't know how to tap into it. And that's what this program is all about, is teaching you how to tap into it. And that journal that I'm talking about is one powerful way to show you the pattern that you run with your intuition. So I really encourage you to do the journal and make a note of all of the things here that I've talked about, and become aware of your response to what I'm saying. And if you have any questions around, well, why did you say that, or how can I relate that, tell me the scenario of what's going on, and then in the answers in the comments in the teaching platform, I'll be able to expand on that. So I hope this has been helpful in giving you an understanding of what intuition is. And I will see you in the next lesson.